let's begin with a new piece that's been installed at the library at WNMU.
So longtime Silver City clay artist Zoe Wolf, she's been very involved with the clay festival and stuff, has created a sculpture piece which is called Linear and Metaphoric. And it's been installed at Western New Mexico University's library. She said the work was inspired by the 2016 presidential election and was started in reaction to the building of the border wall, incorporating components of lots of different symbolisms, including Mambrino and Hopi. She said she created this piece in the name of peace.
And moving on to some travel and wide open spaces.
Right. So once in a while, we have the pleasure of having travel writer Richard Atkins send us a piece. For the time of the COVID, he and his wife decided that they really needed to get out of town for a while, and they headed up to the north, to Colorado and to Utah. And since he's a wonderful photographer, he sent us some of his photos from the Great Sand Dunes Park in Colorado and Arches and Canyonlands National Parks in Utah. He also shares some strange and interesting facts from warm places to stay in that area. Apparently, Moab, Utah has a Mad Max vibe, and you can spot Sir Edmund Hillary wannabes in the Great Sand Dunes.
And area museums find ways to take us to different times and places. Tell us about what you have compiled for this month's issue.
So Silver City Museum is hosting a Zoom talk about the Spanish flu. The Thomas Branigan Memorial Library is calling for poets. The Farm and Ranch exhibit Home on the Range, From Ranches to Rockets, is going online, and the New Mexico Cultural Affairs Department hosts a good variety of online experiences. And all of these things are detailed in our January Desert Exposure.
In last week's bulletin on the radio, we talked just a little bit about one new business that you can go a little bit more in depth on, and that is Kind Bread.
Yeah, so there was a couple of ladies who have a lot of experience in both baking and food services, Samantha Kindred and Kaylee Jones, and they just saw a need in Las Cruces for an artisan bread bakery, especially for providing the restaurants and grocery stores with some different options. But then as soon as they were approved to sell their goods, the COVID came along, and the restaurants and the grocery stores were not ordering a lot of stuff. And so they went ahead and opened up to the public, and they're out there flourishing during this time, creating delicious breads, croissants, cookies, and so many other products.
And finally, the travels of a writer who has been able to share with us a lot of good work along the way.
Morgan Smith travels monthly from his Santa Fe home down to the border, where he works with folks in Mexico to support orphans, deliver food, clothing, and keep Desert Exposure readers apprised of philanthropic activities happening there. This month, he writes about Father Peter Hind, who died on November 19th in El Paso from COVID-19 at the age of 97. Hind tirelessly worked with migrants sheltered at the border, co-founded a ministry, Tabor House, in Juarez with Sister Betty Campbell. And in addition to the Juarez ministry, they also traveled regularly to El Salvador and established a Tabor House ministry there as well.
All right. Lots to explore in this month's issue of Desert Exposure. Elva, thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a great new year.
Happy New Year. Thank you very much.
All right.